representing classic arts and mosaic vocal ensemble and whatever else you've incorporated into that is our good friend Marvin Murphy, and he has brought soprano Genevieve Folks with him to talk about their double bill they're doing in Harrison, Arkansas at the Lyric Theater. Two performances, actually, one tonight and then one Sunday afternoon.
And tomorrow night.
You're doing, you're doing two. Okay. So you are doing three shows.
Yes.
Okay. So this is going to be a double bill under the title Love is a Four-Letter Word of Maids and Men.
Yes. The first half covers the various stages of a relationship from acting like you don't care about each other to full maturity. And that's a program that I put together a number of years ago that I've done around the country in various places. And then the second half is the Pergolesi Maid Mistress. I couldn't think of the name of it.
It's not one of his more well-known pieces, actually, is it?
Probably his Stabat Mater's more well-known. I've sung that at times, too. Genevieve and I have both sung Maid Mistress in the past with different people.
So, right.
And the way my memory has gone, you'd think I had never done this show. But
hey, listen, I'm lucky if on a typical Friday morning I can actually remember people's names when they're sitting here in front of me. Even people I've known for 25 years, it's like, oh yeah, you. I'm great with faces and horrible with names. So, listen, I don't even want to think about memory. Well, Genevieve, this is not your first time around here,
right? This is my first time singing with Marvin, and I've been in the Springfield area for about 2 years, and I'm super excited about this show. I think it really has something for everyone.
So it's a two-person show.
It's a two-person show. Essentially, there is one silent character.
Yes, of course. Well, yeah. In those 18th-century operatic comedies, you've always got a silent butler or something.
Yeah, and I told him I want him to try to steal the show. That his goal is to try to steal the show without saying anything. So, and
be careful what you wish for in situations like that. But
we did. I took auditions from around the country, literally from coast to coast. I received resumes, and it turns out Genevieve was the best option, and she happened to be right here in town. I had heard her name, but had not heard her sing, and we were just very fortunate that she was interested in doing this show. And she's wonderful, and I'll work with her a lot, I hope.
Well, let's mention first of all, before we get too much farther, that the three performances will be at the Lyric Theater on West Rush Street on the square in Harrison, Arkansas, tonight and tomorrow night at 7 and Sunday afternoon, the 1st of October at 2 o'clock. And tickets are $15 or $10 for senior citizens and students. And you can call the Ozark Arts Council box office in Harrison at 870-391-3504 or visit thelyricharrison.org or ozarkartscouncil.org.
Right.
It all gets you to the same place as far as the web goes and as far as getting to ticket orders and finding out information about the show. So the first half, which is kind of an anthology of music and scenes about love, what kind of things do you include?
It's a number of Broadway-type things.
Okay.
Some pieces from West Side Story, from Carousel, Porgy and Bess. We do one operatic piece from Don Giovanni, La Cigarella.
I was going to say, it'd almost have to be,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
And we're doing that in English so people understand everything we're saying.
Sure.
And the way originally it was written sort of as a narrator-led show where the narrator would tell the story and then we would sing. And I changed it. I rewrote it to have – so we're characters and we're talking to each other. Mm-hmm. And then we talk about the way different relationships work. And then we sing a piece that works with that part of the relationship.
Is it all duets in that, or are there solo pieces? Or?
Just a couple of solos. And do you have any thoughts on that, Genevieve?
Oh, since you're here, tell us what you think about
it. Well, it's a very sweet show. It's comedic, yet very tender in some places. It's really nice because it really has quite a variety of music. You do have the opera, the Mozart. You do have some Rodgers and Hammerstein. You have a Porgy and Bess. So there's a lot of variety. And it's neat how you have this dialogue interspersed with these musical works and how it all ties it together. And I think it's one of those pieces that it's so easily accessible for the audience.
And then you have a full-fledged one-act opera in the second half.
Right. Yes. It's fully staged with a set and makeup and props and everything.
A piano accompanist?
Yes. Piano. Caleb Lawson from College of the Ozarks is playing for us.
Right.
And they have a wonderful piano at the Lyric, which is unusual. Often theaters will have
An electronic piano or something
This is
a
nice Yamaha grand piano.
Nice. Very good.
And it's very family friendly. Children can come. They don't have to worry about having to explain to kids a lot of the words that we'll use.
Right.
Things. So, please bring your kids, bring your family.
And well, give us a little bit of a synopsis of The Maid Mistress.
Genevieve, tell us about
The
Maid Mistress.
Sure. Well, one thing that's interesting about The Maid Mistress when it comes to myself is that this is actually the first opera I was ever in. So this was probably...
Where was your training?
Well, my undergraduate degree is from the University of Central Arkansas in Conway, Arkansas.
Right.
And then I did my master's degree at the University of Tennessee. So all Southern.
But this was the first operatic piece that you ever did.
Yes. I believe I was 19 or 20.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my first opera. And it's such a great introduction in an opera, not only for the singer, but I feel like for the audience. It's short. It's only about under an hour.
Right.
And there have been some wonderful English translations of this opera. It was originally written in Italian, but we are doing it in English. And it's a small cast. You know, there's three actors on stage. And it's about a maid named Zerbina and her master, Dr. Pandolfo. And he has sort of taken her in as his ward. We're not really sure how she came to be in his house. But
it's like Bartolo and Rosina.
Exactly. Yeah. She has come into his home. He has given her a decent education. He has given her a place to live. And
now he expects her to marry him, probably.
Well, sort of. It's interesting. She is his maid, and she's really kind of fed up with being a maid.
Mm.
And she has this very sassy, saucy attitude. It's really fun to get to play a really sassy character.
Right.
And Pandolfo is just overwhelmed with her controlling, saucy attitude. I like the word saucy.
Yep.
So anyway, he is just overwhelmed by this. He wants to basically promote someone over her. He wants to get married and have a wife to rule the home instead of little Zerbina, the maid, ruling the home. And she is not having this at all. She really wants to be the wife. She is tired of being the maid. And so she wants that security, essentially.
Right.
You know, this was written in a time when women, you know, if they married a man who was in good social standing, who had good financial security, it was wonderful for them. You know, that was their sort of path in life,
right,
in a lot of cases. So she essentially tricks him into marrying her.
All right. So there's lots of emotional tricks going on in Love is a Four-Letter Word of Maids and Men, which includes a complete performance of Pergolesi's one-act comic opera, The Maid Mistress. Three performances at the Lyric Theater on the Square in Harrison, Arkansas, tonight and tomorrow night at 7, Sunday afternoon at 2. You can call area code 870-391-3504 or visit thelyricharrison.org for tickets, and they range from $10 to $15.
Right.
Anything else we've left out?
Well, we go for all the cheap jokes that we can get.
There you go.
So it's very funny, especially The Maid Mistress is very funny because we just – I said from the beginning, if there's a cheap joke, we're going to play
it. We're going to go for it, yeah.
There's no sense in being snooty about this. We're just
snooty and decorous, yes.
And I try to play Pandolfo so he's not just a total jerk. He's kind of clueless, but, blustery and marches around, but he's really a nice guy underneath it all. So.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in, because you've got to go back down there and do a performance this evening.
Yes. We're going to sing.
At 7 o'clock, Marvin Murfree and Genevieve Folks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here.